Yeah, for this one, I think it really depends who you're asking. So, depending on where you are in the province, climatic impacts will look very differently and will be accelerated in different ways. So, for example, in my territory, forestry is one of the main economic drivers in the region. While it provides some employment to our community members, it has also led to an increase in yearly flooding and slope instability, which are then beginning to impact our rivers and our streams. So, in my work, a common theme I hear from a lot of communities is that colonialism has really caused climate change. Essentially, since the arrival of settlers on our shores, resource management has shifted from indigenous-led management towards a more extraction-based relationship with our resources, often without indigenous consultation or consent. Canada, by and large, is a country that is founded on extraction of our natural resources, which contribute to large pieces of our economy and our GDP. These extraction activities have really led to a degradation of our territories that have really fueled the climate crisis. So, in my experience, many communities know that and they want to see the way that we treat our resources change as a result. Communities are really ready to lead the climate change fight and want to be involved in restructuring how we relate to our natural resources and how governments then create climate policy.